personally, the weekend before Thanksgiving will never be the same again in mine and Geraldine's life. The weekend before Thanksgiving, 2 years ago. In fact, this morning, 2 years ago, I was laying in an intensive care unit. In fact, right now, I was laying in a 2.5-hour MRI. With brain hemorrhage, and of course, you know all of the, you've heard the diagnosis of catastrophic and fatal and that sort of thing, and so they were trying to find a cause, something they could fix, something they could repair, and there were actually two miracles. One miracle was when they did an MRI, they found a brain. I have documented proof. So when you say that pastor's brainless, I got proof that that is not so. But they could find, not only could they find no continuing hemorrhage, they could find no reason and cause for it. And sometimes we might get frustrated with medical science, but listen to me, science can't find what God's healed. Science can't find what God's already healed, what God's already solved. And I'm telling you, on that Sunday morning when they came out and gave the news, I'm telling you, we're just putting a foot on the devil's head again. Can I get an amen this morning? Yes. Yes. There's another way in which that happens, and I just want to kind of segue here to my message this morning. It is the week of Thanksgiving. I just want to say, Happy Thanksgiving. Would you turn to somebody this morning and just take a moment and say Happy Thanksgiving. Maybe you haven't taken a moment to recognize that. And I'm just curious to kind of begin my message this morning. I'm just curious how are you going to celebrate Thanksgiving this morning? Not this morning, this way. I'm just curious. Somebody just tell me some things that are meaningful to you, some way that you are going to celebrate Thanksgiving this morning. Somebody just going to what? Huh? Okay, nobody's celebrating Thanksgiving. Nobody's celebrating. Family. Okay, I'm hearing family. Virginia? There you go. Family. There you go. What else? Come on. Friends. That's I heard it. Somebody got right to the core of it. Food. Somebody just got right to the core of it. Y'all all trying to be all sentimental and spiritual about it. And they get to the truth of food, man. Yeah. Yeah. Feasting. This morning, I just want to just talk to you a minute about because there is more to Thanksgiving than saying Happy Thanksgiving, right? There's more to it than that. And there is a psalm that kind of speaks to this. In fact, it sounds like when you read this psalm, it's Psalm 150. And I want you to turn there. I want you to read it this morning. It sounds like that they're just kind of saying thanksgiving, saying praise over and over again. But I want to talk to you this morning because it's more than that. It is that, but it's more than that. It really is an expression of thanksgiving. And I want to talk with you about that just for a few moments this morning. In Psalm 150, turn there with me, and we're going to read it here this morning. Psalm 150, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty acts. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with the timbrel and the dancing. Praise him with the strings and the pipe. Praise him with the clashing of the cymbals. Praise him with the resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say it with me. Praise the Lord. There are two or three things here I just want to point out to you about this psalm, because it is, obviously, clearly it is saying thanksgiving. It is clearly saying thanksgiving, but it's actually a dissection, if you will, of thanksgiving and an expression of thanksgiving, whereas it really kind of dissects thanksgiving. In fact, I started to call this morning message a dissection of thanksgiving, and I thought that's a sure way to kill a sermon. I mean, you post that on Facebook and nobody's coming. I'm not coming for that message. It's an expression of thanksgiving. Let me just point out two or three things here, and we're going to take a moment, and we're going to come back and actually do some more worship this morning. Notice that phrase, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It occurs again at the end in verse 6. It starts in verse 1. It says it again in verse 6. So twice in this. And then 13 times between those two expressions, between these six verses, 13 times the word praise is used. And it's interesting because the word praise here in the Hebrew is the word allelu, allelu. Might not have that exactly right, but that's pretty close. Allelu, right? So praise is, it means to express worthiness, to express glory, to give devotion and honor, to give glory to something. It is this expression of thanksgiving. Allelu. And then the word Yah is actually the word Lord is the word Yah, which is a contraction of Yahweh. Yahweh. So it is give praise, give glory, give honor to Yahweh. Hallelujah. 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 It is the Hebrew imperative, hallelujah. And it's got an exclamation point in the Hebrew. It's got an exclamation point at the end of it. What this praise the Lord, what that phrase is actually saying is hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say it with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's this Hebrew expression, hallelujah, praise, glory to the divine one, the almighty one, the glorious one. Give praise and glory and honor to the divine and the awesome, the almighty one. Hallelujah, hallelujah in our English language. Can I tell you this morning that expression of thanksgiving, there is no higher expression of thanksgiving. This word, hallelujah, it's going to be sung around the throne. We are told in Revelation, in Isaiah, we're told it's already being used. In Revelation, we are told that it's going to be used over and over and over throughout eternity. Somebody say it a few times, hallelujah. The thing about that is that it is not just an expression of thanksgiving. Let me show you what, as you kind of begin to take this verse apart, let me show you what it says. It actually gives us four instructions about praise itself. The first one is this, is where to praise, where to say hallelujah, where to praise. Notice in verse 1, praise God in his sanctuary and praise him in his mighty heavens. I want you to listen to this morning. I'm just going to take it apart because praise is more than us just sitting here this morning talking about it. Praise is more this morning than me just reading this verse and saying this verse. It is praise him in his sanctuary. And what does that mean for you and I? There is obviously, there are three places of this sanctuary. And I want you to get it this morning because here's what this whole verse is talking about. It's talking about a praise, a life of thanksgiving, a life of praise. And the first part of that is the where of praise, and it is in his sanctuary. There are at least two or three applications. First of all, it's the sanctuary of your heart. You do know this morning that you do not have to wait until we all come together here, but you in your heart, in the sanctuary of your heart, you can sing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And listen, and because it's the sanctuary of your heart, it doesn't matter if it's one of those days when you feel like a ton of rocks is falling on you, you can still say hallelujah. It may be a day when everybody else in the office is crabby. Everybody else is solemn. There may be holidays are coming. There may be some of those days, but in the sanctuary of your heart, you can still say hallelujah, yeah, hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in the sanctuary of your heart. Let me tell you another place where that sanctuary exists. Many of you will be able to identify with this immediately. Some of you have still to develop that. But another place is in your personal, private place. Come on, some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you have a place where you go. And it's your personal sanctuary. It's your place. For Mike, it may be in his truck when he is there alone. That might be his personal sanctuary. For me, it's the middle of the night, about 3 to 4 a.m. Most nights between 3 to 4 a.m., I am up in my private place, which is my recliner with my lamp and my Bible and my book where I journal there. That is my private place. Now listen, don't call me at 3 in the morning because you think I'm up. Two reasons that. One, I might not be up. second reason for that, that is the private moment. And I've got to tell you, there are times when I wake up and maybe I'm troubled in my, and I go to that private place. I get to that place there at that recliner, and I get the Word of God, and I lay it out, and I spend some time in His Word. I spend some time with the Holy Spirit, and I'm telling you, before I get up from there, there is this alleluia that is rising up in my spirit, this praise, this glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It is the private hallelujah to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. There's at least one other place that happens, and we all experienced it this morning. You know, Paul said, you are a sanctuary and we together are a sanctuary. You understand this morning that when you came in, this building is just a building. It became a sanctuary when God's people came together and God's people began to praise Him and magnify Him and glorify Him. It became a sanctuary for the presence of God Almighty. And before we got through this morning, you could feel it. Alleluia began to rise up in the congregation and to praise Him. Praise Him in the sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. In His mighty heavens. It means goes beyond just the part and the private time and the corporate worship. But this hallelujah raises it, that word mighty heavens means the expanse of heaven. You understand this morning. Oh man, I say this from time to time. I said it a couple, 3 weeks ago. Yeah, I believe if we could all just ever get a hold of, whether it's in your heart, whether it's your private place, or whether it's us corporately, there is something that happens in the spirit realm. When you begin to praise Him, your prayer, praise right then begins to join with that which is going on in heaven right now. And it takes on a spiritual dimension, an eternal dimension that is without limit to time and space, and enters into the heavenly heavens. That is up into before the throne room of God. That's the where of praise. So this week, I want you to be aware this morning, when that hallelujah begins to rise up within you, I want you to be aware this morning that it begins to rise into the heavens and expand. Listen, it goes beyond your trouble, beyond your problem, beyond your circumstance. It goes before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Alleluia. Say it with me. Alleluia. It's the where of praise. It's also the why of praise. Notice it in verse 2. Praise Him for His acts of power and praise Him for His surpassing greatness. You see why we're praying? There's two levels, two reasons to praise. One is His mighty acts. One is for what He has done. Come on now. Who this morning is not here that you can't right now look at something that God has done in your life? Sometime when He has come through, sometime when He has answered a prayer, sometime when it seemed like there was no hope, sometime it seemed like there was no way, and you look at that thing right now, you look at it and you say, hallelujah, praise to the Almighty God, the Eternal One, the Self-Existent One, the All-Powerful One, hallelujah. I'm so thankful this morning, as I said a moment ago, that my family and I can stand and we can look back to October 9th of last year, and we can look back to November 20th of the year before, and we can look back to July the 19th of the year before, and we can look at it and say, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah for His mighty acts. Yeah, I stand this morning and praise Him because of His mighty acts. Praise Him, watch this, but not just for His acts of power, but for His surpassing greatness. You see, I don't just praise Him for what He has done. I praise Him for who He is. I praise Him just because He deserves my praise. I praise Him just because He deserves honor. I praise Him just because He deserves glory. I praise Him just because He deserves worship. Amen. In fact, if He never did another thing, He still would be worthy of honor and glory and praise. You praise Him for what He's done, and you praise Him for who He is. And listen to me. It is absolutely crucial that you get those two facets, because there are going to be some times when you can't see that He's doing anything. And in those moments, It is absolutely essential that you go to your sanctuary and you just praise Him for who He is. He is the Lamb of God. He is the risen Savior. He is the Almighty One. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the bright and morning star. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And He's deserving of our praise, of our praise. The how, the where of worship is in His sanctuary extending to the heavens. The why is because of what He has done and who He is. But then it leads us to the how of thanksgiving. Notice what it says there in verses 3-5. In fact, it's interesting, and you can miss it if you're not careful. Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and the lyre. Praise Him with the timbrel and the dancing. Praise Him with the strings and the pipe. Praise Him with the clash of the cymbals. Praise Him with the resounding cymbals. Do you know what the psalmist is getting at here? The psalmist is getting at more than just instruments here. What the psalmist is doing is getting at here is he's saying how to praise Him. Praise Him with everything that you can find to praise Him with. You understand he's using instruments here as a way of helping us. What was he saying? He said, you praise Him in every way that you can find to praise Him. And the idea, because the psalmist was a musician, he began to think of all these instruments. Praise him with the trumpet and the harp and the lyre and the timbrel and the dancing. Praise Him with the strings. And you know what the psalmist was doing? The psalmist was saying, you listen, the how of praise is to praise Him with everything that you can find to praise Him with. He certainly didn't mean that every one of us has to be able to play all those instruments to praise Him, right? In fact, some of you know some of those people. Some of you know somebody that seems like they can play everything. I mean, just think, somebody's pointing over there. Just seem like whatever they pick up, they can play it. Whatever they can play everything. And on the outside, you look at that and you say, isn't that just wonderful? And then on the outside, you say, that just makes me sick. Because you know what I can play? You know what I can play? The radio. And sometimes I have a problem with that. No, that's not what the psalmist is talking about here. The psalmist is saying, you find everything in your life that you can praise Him with. You praise Him with your words. You praise Him with that prayer that you pray for somebody. You praise Him. Watch it. Some of you praised Him this morning with your giving. Some of you praised Him when we're going to take up the offering in a little bit. You're going to praise Him with the offering. Some of you this morning did praise Him on instruments. The rest of us who can't sing just praised Him by clapping and dancing. I'm glad He said dancing there, because I can't sing anymore, but I can sure dance. Praise Him. He said, you praise Him with your ministry. You understand that right now in this moment, when I'm standing here preaching, I am praising Him, giving glory and honor to Him. And the same thing, Lynn, you were praising Him when you were teaching those kids just a few moments ago in Sunday school class, right? April is praising Him right now as she is taking care of the kids in the nursery, right? Cassandra will be praising. In fact, I love it. This week, I happened to come in. Cassandra, that teaches our Kid Zone Junior, she also cleans the church. When you see her sometime, tell her what a great job she's doing, because she does a great job. But I came in this week. I just slipped in to get something. She happened to be here cleaning, and the whole place, I don't know how she got so much volume. The whole place was just filled with praise. She was praising, and the volume was just, I mean, she was just praising. And I just heard her say, speak to me. Speak to me. Can I tell you what? You can be cleaning the church and you can be praising Him. You can be toting chairs and you can be praising Him, right? You can be serving a meal and you can be praising Him. You own your job. You can just be doing your job and doing it as unto the Lord, and you can be praising Him. Mike, you can be driving that truck and praising Him. Judy, you can be counting out that money and praising Him. Geraldine, you can be taking care of that customer across the counter, or Ginger taking care of that client that comes in. And all the while, you are praising him. Simi praises him when he prints the bulletins. And Betty praises him when she greets him coming in to the church. Amen. Praise him with everything you find to praise him. Some of you this week are going to praise him by preparing an incredible meal for your family. Some of you are going to praise him. I'm serious about this. I know it sounds. Some of you are going to be praising him by feasting this week. Listen to me. There's one thing in the Bible, and sometime I'll get around. You know, feasting is in the Bible. They feast. It's okay to feast. Now, you can go home today and you can on Thanksgiving, you say, Pastor said it's okay for me to feast today. I'm getting another turkey leg. I ain't getting another turkey leg. The only reason I'm doing this is because I'm praising the Lord. Only reason I'm getting another piece of carrot cake. Only reason I'm getting another piece of carrot cake is because he's worthy of honor and praise and glory. Now, as funny as that is, no, I'm serious this morning. Feasting is in the Bible. When God's people gather together, whether it's families or whether it's us as a group gather together, there's something about gathering together over a meal. It's in the Bible. It is feasting unto the Lord, and God's presence inhabits that place. By the way, that is balanced by the fact that there's also fasting in the Bible, but we'll talk about that another time, not on the Sunday before Thanksgiving. We're not talking about that. The howl of praise, praise him with everything in your life. Everything that you can find to praise him with. Listen, when you're working today, say hallelujah. When you're playing, when you're singing in the car, say hallelujah. When you're typing out a work order, say hallelujah in your spirit. Joanne, when you're helping a customer across the country, say hallelujah in your spirit. Praise him with everything you can praise him. That is the how of praising him. And then it also tells us the who of praise him. The where is in sanctuary. The why is because of who he is and what he's done. The how is with everything that you can find in your life to praise him. And the who is everything that has breath. Breath there is a combination of two words. One is puff of air. And the other is ruah, which means spirit. It is everyone that has a living, breathing spirit. Everyone God has breathed life into is to praise him. Listen, that's every single person here this morning. You, every one of you, can praise him and glorify him and magnify him when you are commanded, in fact, to do that. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. That word breath there is about the soul. If you have a soul, and that soul wants to praise him. That soul wants to give him glory. That soul wants to give him honor. Even the most reserved of us here this morning, when you hear a song that touches your soul, even the most reserved here, I see you sometimes, you tap your foot. Why? Because that soul wants to praise him. That soul wants to glorify him. That soul wants to magnify him. The where is in his sanctuary. The why is because of what he's done and who he is. The how of praise is with everything that you can possibly find to praise him in. And the who is you and me because he's breathed his life in us. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And then it ends this psalm. It ends this psalm with the Hebrew imperative, hallelujah, praise you, the Lord. I'm telling you this morning, Thanksgiving is more than saying happy Thanksgiving. It is praising him with everything in our lives because of who he is, and in our private sanctuary, our heart, and together worshiping and praising him because he's breathed life into us. Listen, you have reason to praise him this morning. Amen? Amen. So here's what I want us to do this morning. It's just a day of celebration. And I just want the praise team to slip back. The praise team to slip back, and we're just going to do another song or two of worship. And if you need this, we're going to stand here in a moment when they get in place. And some of you may need to get out and come down here. So I just feel like some of you this morning, you might have something that you need just an extra opportunity to put your foot on the devil's head. Can I tell you, praise does that. Praising him with who you are, with everything you are, because of who he is and what he has done, puts that foot on the devil, and you praise him. So what we're going to do, I'm going to ask you to stand this morning. It's just a day of celebration. And I'm going to let them choose. I don't know how to tell them which way to go. Y'all just go the way the Lord leads you this morning. And we're just going to take another moment or two and praise the Lord. Say it with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to you this morning. Father, we thank you. We praise you this morning for who you are and for all that you've done. And we just take another moment before we dismiss this service. Lord, we just take another moment, Lord, before we do a few things that have to be done and then dismiss this service, Lord, to just praise you, to just praise you. I invite you this morning to just praise him. Just praise him. Let's just worship him just for another moment this morning.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is.
Up with me. I do pray you have an incredible Thanksgiving day, but because of this message that you will turn your life into Thanksgiving and praise him with everything that you have. Amen? Say it with me. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Father, we pray that our lives will indeed be a life of hallelujah, that a life that brings praise and glory to Yahweh, the eternal, existent, covenant God. We praise you and we thank you for that today and what you've done in our midst and are doing, we praise you for. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Till we see you again, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance on you and give you peace. Go in the blessings of the Lord. Thank you very much.